Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's Real Talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always gonna get the realest. Beyond the title to opinions, don't get in your feelings. To further assess, breaking it down, we bring on an expert. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pitching the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this Real Talk, you should really check us out. Providing voices for the people, this is what we about. Bringing skills and talented guests on from different places. Holla welcome, different views, different races. Hit the top, it's intriguing, we on it. It's Real Talk Radio, the best ones doing it. On top instead of pick people's interest. Going deep, got people's faces frowning like incest. Can't rock out with us, you got a thin chest. We make our name hold weight, that's the bench press. If you're an up and comer, this is where to be. You're gonna get a good look, that's a guarantee. That is what we desire on. So if you think you're seriously funny, then you can ride along. Been podcasting for years with some veterans. It's one of those days we could be a medicine. Listen, got choices, it's all on them. Either check the store online or you can call on them. Doesn't matter your political views, you can call it how you see it. Say whatever you choose, there's no censor. It's all good when you rock with us. When they hear Real Talk, come chop it up. Conspiracy theories, Barbies, superstorms, online dating, that's the top that's really yours. Why men cheat? Why women better at it? Why you black gotta witness so many foolish tragedies? Why you 30 still making twerk videos? Why narcissists victimize and want pity though? These are things that we all wanna know. Why you at the right place, cause we address it on the show. Models, actors, authors, rappers, singers, producers, atheists, pastors, shouts to supporters, helping us grow faster. It's all love, we embrace fellow podcasters. Sports, dating, family, politics. Other shows so they dig us but won't acknowledge it. Acknowledge if it. We come together, we can make a union. It's Real Talk Radio. Tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in.
Alrighty, welcome to It's Real Talk Radio tonight, here with your crew, Tay Real and Bobby G. Bobby G, where you at?
Hey, what's up, Tay? Welcome, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Bobby G.
Yeah, man, and tonight we have a special one, man. We got a special one. We paying homage to my brother from another mother, Bobby G, basically for all the contribution, you know, dedication, and basically pretty much allowing the show to come back because, stopped doing the show for about a whole year. And then I reached out to Bobby, and he agreed to it. And, we made it happen. We brought the show back. For those who, maybe been following us but not the whole ride, like, we started back in 2013 now. Started off with many other hosts. You know, I met Bobby later. When we did the NFL Weekly Wrap-Up. But we're going to go through the archives. And we're going to go through the archives and look at the, just talk about the old shows that we've done. So let's just get right into it, man. Let me just sip this water real quick, though, because I don't know what it is about it. I'll be fine all day, but when I get on air, I don't know why, but when I get on air, like, all of a sudden, I'm just, like, dehydrated. Like, my voice be, like, going out on me. I don't know why that is. Oh, no cold water. I'm about to drink some juice. I ain't in the mood for no warm water. How do you like your water, Bobby? You like the room temperature water or cold water?
I love cold water, man. I mean, if you got to drink water, you got to drink it. But me, I prefer cold water every time. You know, that's
cold.
I love cold water. I could drink cold water all day. Like, literally, I love water. I love cold water. So, yeah. Warm water, I'll drink it.
Cold water hits different.
There you go. It's totally different. You feel that stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to still get some water. I just needed to have something cool real quick. But I'm going to still have to get one of these room temperature waters, because, you know, once I start reading,
yeah,
I know my voice
is
going to mess up. Because it's trying to mess up on me right now. It's already trying to mess up on me right now.
You know what it is sometimes? You be out all day, you know, you're talking to whoever, friends and family, and then, you know, at the end of the night, you know, you're trying to wind down, you're tired, so that's another thing that happens. So, you know, that's why that happens too, because you're just getting... maybe getting somewhat tired, you know. So sometimes when you get tired, your voice sounds tired, you know. So that's what happens.
Yeah. All right, man.
Man. There you go. You're coming back.
Tonight on It's Real Talk Radio, we will be celebrating Bobby G and his contribution to the movement. Bobby G is now the second longest running co-host. And I'm going to repeat that. Bobby G is now the second longest running co-host in this Real Talk Radio history. And that's saying something.
Go for that title.
Watch.
Go for the title.
You see, Bobby?
Right.
Yeah.
Go for the title.
The second longest running co-host in this Real Talk Radio history. March 28th, 2021, marked the one-year anniversary. So look at that. Hold on. I got to – wait. I just wanted to – see, I told you. It was going to mess up on me. I told you.
You'd be all right.
Oh, my goodness, man. My whole voice. Let's take this from the top, man. Let's see if we can run through this. Okay, let's take this from the top, man. Tonight on It's Real Talk Radio, oh, my God, we will be celebrating Bobby G and his contribution to the movement. Bobby G is now the second longest running co-host in its Real Talk Radio history. And that's saying something. March 28th, 2021 marked the one-year anniversary of Bobby G's continuous dedication. And I, Tay Real, host and creator of It's Real Talk Radio, couldn't be more grateful. It takes real commitment to stay on a podcast for a whole year straight when you could be doing a ton of other things with your leisure. And that's facts. But thus being a weekly show, Bobby has now been in over 50 continuous shows with us. You hear that, Bobby? Over 50 shows in a row.
Awesome.
And that doesn't even include the NFL Weekly Wrap-Up on It's Real Talk Radio, which he's the former co-host of, nor does it include shows where he called in or was a guest for the night. Because, you know, it was shows where you
right.
had, you know,
right,
I'll let you, like, Bobby, we talking about this once you call in, you know, after the whole NFL weekly wrap-up again. So, yeah.
Exactly. When you had Nizzy Nate, you had Nizzy Nate as a co-host.
Yeah. And a whole bunch of y'all had so many co-hosts, man.
She was awesome. Nizzy Nate was good.
Yeah.
Let me pick back up.
With us being a weekly show, Bobby has now been in over 50 continuous shows with us, and that doesn't include the NFL Weekly Wrap-Up on It's Real Talk Radio, which he's the former co-host of, nor does it include shows where he called in or was a guest for the night. It was as simple as this. I had a vision. Bobby saw that vision, and he believed in it, too. And Bobby just so happens to be a real one, so he rocked out with the movement and has now cemented himself on the It's Real Talk Radio Mount Rushmore. We will be revisiting some of the topics we've covered on the show over the past year and seeing how much content Bobby can remember being involved in. We're also going to play some fun games and take a trip back to Bobby's upbringing to see how life conditioned him to become the honorable man he is today. So, ladies and gents, I present to you the man, the king, the legend, my boy, Mr. Bobby G. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You deserve that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, babe.
I'm definitely honored, touching. That was amazing, man. But you know what, man?
It would have been more amazing if my voice wasn't going out for me.
Yeah, well, you know, thanks
I just wanted some more, man.
Thanks to you for giving me the opportunity to, you know, be here on this platform with you, man. This amazing platform that you have here on, you know, It's Real Talk Radio. So, you know, so I definitely want to shout you out, too. You know, I really appreciate, you know, what you've done for me. You showed me, like, what it means to be a Live Talk Radio host and co-host, and, you know, what needs to be done. Like, you showed me the ropes, basically. You showed me all the ins and outs. And I'm, you know, I'm just trying to absorb everything. I've been trying to absorb everything like a sponge from day one and just follow your lead and just try to be there, be supportive, safe, you know, and just stay in my lane, man. Just do what needs to be done as a co-host, you know. So I appreciate that. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. That was awesome. So you definitely deserve a shout out as well, and you deserve a round of applause as well for the platform you bring to the people. The platform you bring to the people, you know, you bring, you know, it's nothing but real talk, just like the show says, Real Talk Radio, because, you know, we talk about everything that needs to be talked about. Anything that people are talking about, we're talking about. So, yeah, that's amazing. And so thanks to you, too, for what you bring to this platform and to just, like, everyone in general, everyone who's out there listening to this Real Talk Radio. So, thank you.
Appreciate it, Bobby. Appreciate it, man. So, let's start with this. Because this is about you right now, man. This is about you. Let's take the people back, right? Let's go back down memory lane. Let's start with the childhood Bobby, man. We want to see how Bobby became who he is now. You know what I mean? Like, you know, what shaped you into becoming the man you are today? So take us back to your childhood. Like, what was your upbringing like? And then we're going to go to teenage years. And then we're going to go to young adulthood. So let's start with childhood, man. What was Bobby G like at 6, 7, 8, 9 years old as a child?
Whoa. All right. Yeah. 6, 7, 8. I was, you know, my mother, first of all, you know, I was, you know, born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. And, you know, my mother, I was raised by my mom, you know, my pops. I did see my pops now and then. They split when he was young, but I did see him every now and then. He did take me to spend time with him in his new place in Long Island. He had got a house in Long Island before he moved to Chicago. So I did, you know, spend time with him. But, you know, I grew up in Brooklyn when I was home.
when I was home with my mother, and you know, we moved around a few times, you know, so I have been to quite a few different schools coming up, you know, from public schools, different public schools coming up. But after one point, we was kind of, and we were still in Brooklyn, we moved somewhere, and I was kind of, we've been there for some years, but, you know, I went to a junior high school, Arthur S. Thomas. I actually went to school with MC Light. Hey, for anyone who knows MC Light, I know Lana. Like, she knows me. You know, my brother.
Well, that's dope.
You know,
was y'all ever in any of the same classes?
Well, not me, because I was, like, in a higher grade. My brother was, knew her, and he was more, like, brother was, like, 2 years younger than me. And they definitely, she wrote in his yearbook, like, he literally wrote, left her name and phone number, so, you know, my brother was like, yeah. I was like, yo, you the man, yo. You know what I'm saying? this was before, you know, her record deal, and before she really blew up,
yeah.
You know. But yeah, that was great. So, and then after that, we moved, you know, after I got out of junior high, I went to Thomas Jefferson. Well, no, you know, I don't want to go too far ahead, because now it's going into junior high school. I know you're talking about my childhood. Now, my childhood, you know, I was, you know, in public school days, you know, we moved around quite a lot, you know, a few times. And I've been to, like, from PS 190 to PS 157 to, like, you know, elementary school. You know, I've been to, like, 2 hours before I went to junior high school. So, you know, but it was all good. Like, living with my moms, you know, my brothers and sisters, you know, it was a normal family, you know. It was a normal family thing, you know. It was like, we love each other.
My bad about that.
That's all right.
Chinese speaks off.
Yeah, so, you know, we had we were a good family, you know, we definitely argued and fought, you know, when we was young, you know what I'm saying? Moms had to break up stuff, and we got beatings and stuff. My mom wasn't having that. You got a line, you just smacked me in the face. You know, she wasn't having that. She just slapped me real quick. So.
You have one of them gangster moms.
She whipped your butt. She
was playing no games.
She was not playing no games. She would snatch the blanket off you. He made sure you got up to go to school. Made sure you got up to go to school and all that stuff. She did what she could, man. Let me tell you something, man. I love my mom. She raised me to this day, man. You know, the other day I sent her some flowers, you know, for Easter.
That's dope.
So, yeah, you know, sent her roses, man, 2 dozen. So, you know, I love my mom's death, man. So,
Bobby, was you a bad kid? Did you get in trouble? Or was you a good kid? You got straight A's?
I was a very smart kid. I was both, because I was very smart in school. I was always in the smart classes. I always got A's. Right. I was always like that 95 to 100 student, like, on tests. You know, but I was still, at the same time, me and my boys going to the girls' gym and mooning them and doing silly stuff, you know, just out of fun, trying to have fun. You know what I'm saying? You know, I did young boy stuff too, but I was smart. I was, I was academically smart. You know, my reading level was always 2 grades higher than the grade I was in. Like, I was in 7th grade with a 9th grade reading level. You know, so, and that's why, another reason, like, when I wound up in 7th grade and I started getting into little wild stuff, you know, they could have left me back, but because of my grade, they said, you know, we're not going to do that, you know, because just stay out of trouble. Just stay out of the little young boy wild stuff, you know, and you'll be all right, because you're smart, academically smart, that you do a lot of, you know, wild stuff, just, you know, goofing off stuff, like young boy, wild stuff, have fun, you know, running through the hallway sometimes, you know, sneak out of class, you know, running from Principal Rogar. He was a mean principal, man. He was, in junior high, like, he was literally, like, walking through the hall looking for people that was, like, out and out in class and chasing them. He was, like, chasing them. Like, and he was mean, like, yo, I'm going to get you. Yeah. Kids was running from one staircase down the hall and then cutting down another staircase. It was just crazy. But, you know, that was just some of the little things that did happen.
So that was like your childhood, like elementary to middle school days.
Elementary to middle school days, yeah. Just, you know, doing that type of stuff. That
so you wasn't you wasn't really like, you know, hanging out with other bad kids, not coming home on time when your moms tell you to be home by that certain time. You wasn't doing stuff like that as a child?
Oh, no. I didn't do that. I was home. And see, that's
okay.
Thing.
That
like,
doesn't surprise
you know,
me.
I was.
She was a good kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks. But, yeah, you know, I would go home. And I also did things at home as, like, even though I was young, I was the one going to the supermarket. I was the one going to the laundry for the family, like, with the shopping cart. Like, my sisters would stay home and do their homework. My mom didn't really, like, let them go do the things. Even though he was home before me, she ain't send them. She wait till I come home and send me to the supermarket, send me to the laundry, things like that. Like, I had to go wash clothes and, you know, we lived in an apartment building in New York, you know, and, you know, it didn't have, like, washer and dryer, so I had to go out to a laundry. So, but, you know, she let my sisters stay home, which, you know, I understand. Let the girls stay home. Let the guys do, you know, do most of the work like that, the laundry and supermarket. So I did it, no problem, you know. So that's how I learned how to, I learned a lot of house things that you do at home young. You know, I even watched my mom's cook, you know. So I had an idea of how to cook chicken and rice and beans and vegetables and stuff like that. So, you know, and she was a good cook. You know, I enjoyed it. Everybody loved their mom's cooking. So, you know, that was good. So, but, yeah. So
I was about to say, so, all right, boom. That was your childhood. Now, what about as a teenager, what was life like and what was you like as a teenager, let's say ages 13 through 19?
When I was like, from 13,
that's like all pretty right, much like eighth grade through...
Like, yeah,
through high school graduation.
Right, junior high school. Like when I got in the seventh grade, that's when I started junior high school, like Arthur Edsonis in Brooklyn.
Because, you know, it was called junior high school back in the day. It's called middle school now, though. Nobody, because, you know, you're OG when you say middle, junior high. Like, you know, that's like my parents' era and stuff was calling it junior high, but it's just called middle now. But so that's that OG talk. So it started in seventh grade back then. So elementary school was what, first kindergarten through sixth grade?
Right.
And it started in junior
high school started from seventh. My junior high school went from seven to nine. And then I went to high school
really?
In seventh grade. Yeah. It was
so high school
eight,
was 10th through 12?
The high school was 9 to 12, but the junior high school I went to, the high school I went to was 9 to 12, but the junior high school I went to was 7 to 9, so I was in junior high school from
so
7
weird.
To 9.
Ninth
yes,
grade, middle
yes.
school.
Yes.
So you didn't graduate until the ninth grade.
Right, and then I went in high school in the 10th grade.
So
I was
so a freshman as a 10th grade, like a 15-year-old freshman.
No. I went in the 10th grade in high school. So I was over at UC. At that time, 88, I was like, 83, I was like, I was a teenager. I was like, at the time, let's see, like, 16. I was like 16. I think. Oh, when I went in junior high. When I went to high. I was like 15, 16 years old. So, you know what I'm saying? When I went to high school. So in the 10th grade, though, not the 9th. So I went in as, so in high school, I wasn't really a freshman. I was like a sophomore already. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I was already
that's
a sophomore.
That's crazy.
So that's how Thomas Jefferson High School.
What was life like at that time? Did you, like, what did you started to grow? Like, what type of tendencies and who were you growing to be at that time? Like, did you have your first drink in high school? Did you get your first girl? You got your first smash during that time? Like, what was happening in your life at that time?
I was big on football. I love football, and I wound up, trying out for the football team, and I made the junior varsity at Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, really?
You
never told me that.
Yeah. I was on the junior varsity team, but I was only there for a short time because it was because of me. Like, it was things I was going at home, and I felt I needed to do some other things. Like, so far as getting work and money and help out at home. But, you know, I think I would have been great because I was already a good football player in the streets before high school. Like, I was already a good football player. We used to play street football, and we didn't play two-hand touch and all that light stuff. You know, we played three-second holding. So, and we also played with equipment, you know, and Bessie Head. It was a big park. You know, you could go there, helmets, equipment, and play football. And this was before high school days, so, you know, I knew that I would have been decent already, you know, in high school, so I felt confident.
So y'all played three-second hole in the street?
Yeah, but not, in a park, and even in the streets.
Like, when you played,
in a certain space where it was, it wasn't no two-hand touch. Like, you literally had to tackle somebody, like, hold them. You had to hold them for 3 seconds at least.
Hold them up. You had to, like, stop them from moving, almost like a tackle.
Right.
We used to play that too, Bobby. Right. I ain't going to lie. We played that. And then we even went hard and played tackle too, but that just was such a dumb idea. I remember we played tackle in the alley, Bobby. Somebody could have got brutalized. I don't know what we was thinking. We played tackle football in the alley. Yes, we did. in the alley. I'm talking about regular, not a dirt alley, like a regular cement alley.
I got you in the street. Yeah, we did that. Well, we didn't play in the alley, but we played in the street. It was just one block, Howard Avenue. It was a regular street, but just that no cars didn't. Cars, it was light, so far as traffic. Like, you know, not too many cars drove through there, so we was able to play in the street, like literally. The whole block. We played in the, not on the sidewalk, in the street. You know, so that we did that too. And we also played in the snow. We used to play in the wintertime, like all of that.
Remember those days.
You know, so, and this was all before high school, man. But then I got on JV and everything, and I was so happy to be part of, you know, because that was my mission to go play college football and then pros, you know. That was the goal at one time, you know. But then due to the, you know, I already told you about what happened so far with the gunshot wound and everything. I saw it.
Yeah.
I stopped. I backed out of football. I mean, I said, you know what? I better do something else because, you know, it might be some type of issue. But, you know, so that's why I probably shouldn't have, but I kind of, you know, I think I kind of blocked myself. I told myself I need to do something else instead of, like, just doing it. Like, saying, you know, I'm still trying to do this. I was like, oh, no one's going to want to, you know, bring me on to the team or whatever, and the gunshot wound. So I kind of did it to myself. So instead of actually continuing to just push forward and seeing if it actually happened that way, I just, like, took myself out, you know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, but I said, you know, I was cool, you know.
Of the milestones you had did, like, did you how old was you when you had your first drink? How old was you when you had your first blunt? You know what I mean? How old was you when you had your first girlfriend?
Okay. All right. Okay, cool. I like that. I would say Soulboy's girlfriend. That, first of all, that was like, to be honest with you, that was like junior high school days, man. It was kind of.
No, but I'm talking about where it was like, you know, you was doing more than pants rubbing. You was getting it in, like, type of deal. We're talking about that.
I'll tell you.
It don't really count until you smashing. Let's be realistic. It don't count until you smashing.
Well, I'm going to definitely say high school. I'm definitely saying that was a fact. So it was big. Once I got in high school, it was a wrap. Like, you know.
Do you remember her? Like, you remember her, like, her name? I'm not saying her name on air, but I'm saying, like, do you, like, remember her name? You remember, like, you know what I mean? If you seen her today,
yeah,
would you recognize her type of deal?
Oh, we still know each other to this day. I mean, I haven't
seen still know each other.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, but we still know who each other is. Like, you know, we lived in the same neighborhood. We wasn't far from each other. You know, so, you know, when, it was times when I always had, even though I was supposed to be in school, I knew the apartment where I lived at was, you know, it was vacant for the day, like doing like 9 to 5 type stuff during the day. So I could double back and I had the key. So, you know, I hook up with my friend and she, and boom, she would come back with me, and we had like the whole like morning, afternoon, like to ourselves. So that was cool, you know. So I never had no like hookie parties, not in my place. I've been to some, but I did like, you know, I did my own thing in my place with my friend, you know, my young lady friend. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you know, it was, you know, it was you know, I was responsible, you know, I had protection and all that good stuff. So, yeah, so high school days, definitely.
What was your, around what age was you when you had your first drink where you was actually intoxicated?
Let me see. I would say that would be like when I was around 16, maybe 16. I was in high school.
Okay.
Because like it was crazy because people back in when school I went to, a lot of people were scared to go there because everybody said it was bad and it was rough and stuff. It wasn't that bad. Things did happen, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't like people was talking. But it, you know, I will say this: people were smoking weed in the bathroom, shooting dice, drinking 40 ounces of Old English. And I did that. You know, I was in that, you know, into that. I was, you know, I got caught up in the dice and the drinking and rolling up blunts in the bathroom and plays the passing. And it was so crazy because the security guards knew us, and the security guards would come in the bathroom and say, listen, they're about to do a sweep at this time, so make sure y'all clear out. He would give us a heads up. He was cool with us, so he didn't want nobody to get in trouble. So he gave us a heads up, and so we would clear out. Some people went to their classes. Some people just went and sat in somebody else's class where there was a substitute teacher who didn't know them. He just sat there like it was their class. But, you know, yeah, you know, it was just crazy coming up in my high school, man. It was crazy. But the good thing about me was I was already academically, pretty smart because I did cut class, play hooky, but then I would go back to my class when it's time to take the test and pass it with like 95 or 100. Like I would get, you know, I would get higher scores than people that was in class every day. You know, I didn't do this a lot.
One of those naturals.
Yeah, I was like a natural. There you go, a natural. And I think that's probably why I did what I did, because the class was so like boring to me. Like I knew this stuff, and I used to be like, you know what, you get out of here. I felt like it was like not.
The class was so boring.
Yeah. So I had to get out of there, but I still passed the test without studying.
So, okay. So, and then let's get to early adulthood. What part of New York are you living in at this point? We're talking ages, we leaving the teen, so we're going to say ages 20 through 25, like, that's the start of growing into becoming a man. Like, what part of New York was you living in? What was going on in life at that time?
20 through 25?
At that time, I was in Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn. I was married to my son's mother. I got married at 24. I left my mom's house. I was living with my son's mother. Well, at the time, we wasn't married, but we was living together, and then we got married. Same neighborhood, I was right down the block from Marcy, where Jay-Z comes from.
From Marcy, okay.
And from Marcy houses. Yeah.
Marcy Park house, right?
A lot of rappers came out, yeah. Big Daddy Kane came from my neighborhood. Old Dirty Bastard was not far. Biggie Smalls was down the block and Junior Mafia. Lil' Kim was on Lafayette. You know, I came from that neighborhood where a lot of these big rappers came from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You know, and I used to always see those because my son's baby father, he was also a rapper who had an old school rapper that had a song out back in the days.
Say it again?
My son's father. I mean, my nephew's father. My nephew's father had.
I thought you said your son's baby father. I was like, what?
I did say that, I believe. My nephew's father.
We're going to pause that. We're going to pause that and bring that back.
Yeah, my nephew's father, he was a rapper too, and he lived right across the street on St. James. He lived right across the street from Lil C's, from Junior Mafia. And Biggie was on the next block on St. He was on St. James too, but he was on the next block on St. James Place. And what's the other rapper? He was from over there. What's the other guy? The other heavy rapper that made that song, Treat You Right, Chubb Rock. Chubb Rock was from over there, too. Chubb Rock was from over there. He came from the East 90s of Flatbush and then moved over there. But, yeah, so I'm just let you know some names that was, so far as rappers, that was over there.
Right, but what's going on with you, though, at that time? Like, what was a day for you in life at that time?
A day for me back in them days, I was working and coming home. I had a civil service job for the city, and I was just working, and we both was working and coming home, and just doing us, man, until 95 when we got, we got married in 95. We went out to, we did like a little marriage honeymoon thing. Like we flew to Puerto Rico and we took a cruise from Puerto Rico, a 7-day cruise to St. Martin, St. Thomas, Barbados, Dominica, and Martinique. And then back to Puerto Rico, and then we flew back to New York. It was a 7-day thing. Each day we was on a different island, and we went on each island, and we was like, the tour guide was showing us around. It was awesome. But I was a little upset I ain't gonna say I was upset, but I was a little like, man, because when we went to Dominica, I bought my wife, a tennis bracelet. She put it on her ankle, diamond tennis with, a bunch of diamonds going around it, and she lost it over there. But, I was like, man. But we got married in St. Thomas. No, sorry, in St. Martin. We got married on the island of St. Martin. So, so that was pretty cool. It wasn't in the States. We got married on the Virgin Islands, so that was cool. So, and we brought Julie from over there too. So we just had a lot of
How
fun,
old
man.
Were you
yeah,
when you
fun.
But have you ever been arrested before?
I did for.
I mean, did you ever
stuff.
Have to take a trip down Central Bookings?
Oh, yeah, I did that. I did Central Booking things, fighting, getting in fights, and some of the, you know,
how old were you?
40 OE.
In your first trip down to Central Bookings, how old was you?
I was like, I would say I was like around maybe like 16.
Oh, okay. Juvenile,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah, I was juvenile stuff, yeah. Oh, every yeah. Once I became like new age, that all that was I had to chill out. Juvenile, yeah, I was yeah. I've been in Central Brooklyn a couple of times, fighting. You know, sometimes police will just roll up on you because y'all was just on the streets, you and your boys just play fighting and just wilding and looking like, and it wasn't serious, but we just they just looking at as we just some rowdy cats, you know, and just come and mess with us. You know, and sometimes somebody will have a knife on them or something like that, and you get arrested, like something silly like that, you know. So, yeah, so it was like little light stuff. Like, it wasn't like nothing serious, like, you know, nothing serious at all. It was just light. That's why I just came home the next day, saw a judge, and boom. Or if I had an open can of beer back then, open can, actually with an open bottle. And then they want to, you know, mess with you because of that. Once the, you know, law came into place where you couldn't have a drink, you can't drink alcohol on the street back then, they would mess with you for that. So, yeah, so things like that, nothing serious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the stuff that we did, you know, coming up. You know, before that, you know, caught up with. So, but I wasn't really, overall,
okay.
I wasn't really, yeah, I wasn't really, like, a really seriously, like, hardened criminal. Just put it like that. I wasn't no hardened criminal at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into how we met and how you ended up getting on the show. Did you recall how that went down?
Let's see. I think I saw something on someone. Oh, I think it was Craigslist.
Craigslist post for a co-host.
Post, right. And I responded, and then boom, here we are right now, man. I responded, and, you know, we started doing the NFL. And see, we both are sports guys. So, you know, we love NFL.
That was what it was for. It was for co-host for a sports show, because we were doing the NFL weekly wrap up.
Right. So we would talk football every week and talk about all games after the week was after the end of that football week. And yeah, so that was awesome. So, you know, that was just like, to me, that was just like fun, like talking on a show about something that I love. Like it wasn't work to me, it was just fun. You know, just talking, you know, about something that I really love. So that was cool. So that we love. So that's how we'd be on, you know, talking about it for hours. So it was that was nothing. You know, that was just love right there.
Let me see. So, we did 2014. Looks like we did 2014 and 20. I guess the first. Let me see.
14 and 15?
I'm looking to 2014. I don't think you was there. I think you must have. I'm looking at it now. I'm going to go to 2015. Hold on. You must have came to 20. No, hold on. Yeah, hold up. Well, we did 2013 and 2014, I want to say. Hold on. I'm looking at the archives right now.
Right.
That's the one thing I like about having the archives. You can it lets you know what was going on at that time.
Exactly.
I don't see your name mentioned on here, though. So you was definitely on the NFL Big Wrap-Up. That's how we met. Did you come in, like, the middle of it, or was we...
Probably
Let's
so.
See.
The first time you did NFL, I think you had somebody else there before I came. I think. I don't think we
I
started.
Why is your name not on here? I see everybody else's name. I don't see your name. How is that?
Because I came at the end. Over the first time, the first season. Maybe. I think that's what it was.
Looking
I think someone left and then I came after. Probably just
I know I would not
name
include there. Your name. Yeah, because look. It's conference championships. That's the first one I think I see your name. Hold on. Because it was dope how we used to do it, though. We used to talk about all the games.
That was hot. Yeah, I love that.
You're on here. Let me play a little bit of this. Let me see something. I'm just playing it through the speakers. I don't have it uploaded on the system, but let me see. Hold on. Wait. That's the divisional. Yeah, I'm just trying to see which one that was is like where I first see your name. Because I always, everybody's a part of the show. You won Wild Card Weekend for 2015. That was you won Week 17. I do remember you taking somebody's place. I remember that one dude we had, he just starts hanging. The first one I see your name listed on is the Wild Card Weekend. I'm going to play a little bit of this. Just to take a trip down memory lane through the speakers, just to see. Hold up. Let's see. Oh, this is when we had our own intro, and Big Ray had like his cousin rapping. Oh man, it was too lit.
Exactly, that was so man.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to NFL Weekly Wrap-Up. This is the Wild Card Weekend Edition for 2015. You're listening to NFL Weekly Wrap-Up on It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, T-Real Bobby G. What's good?
Hey, what's going on, T? How's everything?
Hey, it's good, man. I've been really, really, really enjoying the NFL playoffs so far. For those who don't know who are just now tuning in, that is Bobby G, the co-host, NFL Weekly Wrap-Up, T-Real Bobby G. We in here, we in the building. And this is, what, our first show since the new year, I believe, Bobby G.
Yes.
So I have to say Happy New Year to everybody for all our NFL Weekly Wrap-Up listeners. Happy New Year. You know, hope everybody's enjoying their new year and, you know, been enjoying these playoffs the way I have because I've been, you know, it's been some action going on, man. And what did you think about Wild Card Weekend, Bobby G.?
Oh, man, Wild Card Weekend was unbelievable. I was kind of surprised with some of the outcomes of some of the games. There was a little controversy, calls, and non-calls that was made. It was just crazy. It was a crazy Wild Card Weekend.
Yeah, definitely, man. And, you know, since I won the pool, it's my second year in a row winning it. And since I won, we did the traditional, the winner gets treated the Buffalo Wild Wings. And so myself, Mr. Bando, and Big Ren were at Buffalo Wild Wings watching.
Okay, I just wanted to, you know, so that wasn't the one where you was first on there because you heard us talking.
Right.
You could tell that wasn't
your
first show. I don't know
right.
Which show was your first show. I was trying to see. I don't know, but
well,
that's a trip down memory lane, you know. 2015, Bobby, that's 6 years ago. So we go back, man.
So we must go back before 2015 because that was New Year's. So it either got to be 2013 or 2014.
So, you're right. I didn't even know. That's insane. I didn't even realize that.
That's some time.
I don't want to spend too much time on this. I'm just trying to figure this out, though.
But that just goes to show how long we've been doing this. And also, and you see the football, the NFL rap, you see how we was doing it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That was hot. The you know, the start, you know, and the intro, everything was just hot.
Week 15
the NFL 2014 season.
Shit, this is week 15.
I got my co-host Bobby G and Mr. Tano with me.
Mr. Gano. Gano.
And look, this is 2014, Bobby.
Yeah, you look at that.
This one I'm playing now is December 16, 2014. I'm not going to go through all of these with you all night.
Right,
I don't know which
but
one you came in first, because for some reason,
it's all right, but
for some reason,
it's 2014,
you weren't listed in the older ones. I didn't start listening. It don't seem like I was listing you until the whatchamacallit, till like that wild card weekend one. That's crazy.
It's
all right.
It's okay.
So we go back all the way back in 2014. That's insane. I didn't even realize that, man. That's insane. What I'm about to do now is, let's see.
Remember, I won one of those seasons, too. You won, I won one of those, when we used to do the...
won the playoff one, remember?
Right.
Because Big Ram won two, I won two. You won the playoff. We did it 4 years.
Right.
I won two, Big Ram won two. But you remember we started implementing like the playoff one. You won the playoff one, remember? And I sent you
right,
money.
Right. Yeah.
Because you won like $100, right?
Something like that. I forgot what it was, but it was cool. I was glad.
It was like $100. It was like $100.
You and Big Ram used to win that sucker like every time.
I know he won like 3 years in a row. And then, you know, we talking about bringing it back next season, man. I'm so serious about that.
I'm with it, man. Yeah, call Big Rand and Dano and let's do it, man. Or whoever else, man, you know. So.
Yeah, I want to get a few. I would hope to get a few more people in there, but people be playing games, man. It's probably going to be the original core because people play way too many games, and it's a real commitment.
Yeah.
It's a commitment. It's a commitment for a whole season. Like, you got to be committed,
exactly.
Or you just forfeit your money. You commit or
you
forfeit your money. You know what I mean?
I don't think they want to do that.
Hold on. So I'm trying to find. Let me see. Because there was actually, we're coming up on an 8-year anniversary next year. There was actually, we went the whole year. So there was no 7-year anniversary. And we had an anniversary for every year except the 7-year one. I stopped doing that. So I forget it, man. Didn't have no co-host. It was just lame.
Right.
Like,
what happened? Let me see. What
Bobby?
What
Bobby came to the rescue.
Yeah,
because I'm looking at it right now. February 28th, 2019, right? And then the next show after February 28th, 2019 is February 28th, 2020. Literally 1 year later.
What I'm trying to figure out what happened.
1 year later.
Like,
I don't know. Maybe if I go back and listen to the last show I did, maybe I'm talking about it or something. I don't know. So let's start. This is what we want to do, Bobby. How much time we got left in that? Because we're rocking out, man. We're rocking out. Forget that. We've been on for almost an hour. It ain't been an hour. We came on 10:30. First, before we start going through these shows that you know from when you came back on the scene with me on February 28th of 2020. Before we do that, let me explain why we just something we should have discussed at the beginning of the show. But we're having on a Thursday night at 10:30 because, you know, I think Bobby ended up having to do something on Tuesday night, and he was going to get home late, and we said, all right, that's going to be too late. Let's do it another day. Plus, we're going to force it. And then yesterday, I had got caught up, and I wasn't going to be home in time. And then instead of postponing it to a later time, I think, Bobby, you were saying, just go ahead and just do it. Because I'm like, you want to do it later? It's going to have to be later, like 11. And he was like, just go ahead and do it another day. And I'm like, well, you want to do it tomorrow? And he's like, yeah. And then at 10 o'clock tonight, you know, I guess Bobby was kind of caught up a little bit. Or
he
was distracted.
Up, yeah.
You got sidetracked. Bobby's
right.
Watching a game. Got caught up, didn't realize what time it was, and I didn't know if Bobby was going to make it or what was going on. And I didn't want to come on air for a celebration for you by myself.
Yeah.
So I just postponed the game, and then
I
texted you.
Called,
and then,
I did call before.
Yeah,
but
you called, but it was
like
only like 3 minutes left
right.
before the show aired. I had already postponed it at that point because I didn't want to risk coming on air for nothing.
Yeah,
I mean, not
right.
nothing, but coming on air by myself for your celebration. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That
so,
was on me. Yeah, I got
then,
caught up.
Man.
So,
yeah, then we postponed it until 10:30, and then, yeah. So that's why we're – that's what brings us to here now. You know what I mean? Aaron on a Thursday night at 10:30. It's crazy because we used to air on Thursdays at one point. That was back, like, years ago. Because, Bobby, you was there for the NFL Weekly Wrap-Up, but once we stopped doing that, you weren't the official co-host no more until February 28th of 2020 because you was originally intended to be the co-host for the NFL Weekly Wrap-Up show.
Right.
For that little run-up
you,
that we had
with
that.
You had the other show with
yeah, and that was just a whole separate vibe. And But you called in some. I remember you called in some shows like the call in the comment and chop it up with us before. But you just was never an actual.
I wasn't a
co-host
of
until.
Right.
Yeah. You just called in some time and kick
it.
It with
was
us.
You and this.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So boom, I'm gonna just run through some of these topics, man. Matter of fact. I'm going to just read to you these topics, man. Anyone that you feel is, like, really catches your attention, like, I remember that you can comment if you want, like, yeah, that was a dope show or whatever. But told you, I counted, it was, like, 50 of them, so I'm going to run through these. So just bear with me while I run through these topics. I'm going to tell you, I'm about to read all the topics that you've been a part of since you came on the scene for the – this not even including NFL Weekly Wrap Up. I don't know. I'm not going to investigate to find out at what point that you can. We don't have the time for me to do that right now to see which one is the one you came in for the first time. So this is excluding NFL Weekly Wrap Up because it's really more shows. But the real talk portion. You know what I mean? That those segments, like what we do right now, starting from. February 28th, 2020. So I'm going to run through these topics, Bobby.
Right.
Matter of fact, no. I don't know if you was on that February 28th one. What's up, everybody? I think you was on the March 22nd. I think it's March 22nd, actually. Hold on. I think it's – isn't the intro, right? Let me see. Yeah, it's right here.
Right, it'll be in the intro.
March 28, 2021 marked the 1-year anniversary. March 28th.
Okay.
So I did some March 28th.
That's a week after my B-Day.
It says March. Let me go back. Let me just check. Let me double check. March 28th. Now, which one was the one I did before March 28th? I think it's the impact of the coronavirus. I think that's just me. Yep. Oh, man. It's going to be crazy to listen to this 10 years from now and think about what was going on when the pandemic first hit and when all this stuff was going on.
Exactly.
And we covered that stuff.
That's
going to
be
these are like, you know, footprints in the sand.
It's
historic. You know what I mean?
There you go.
It's very historic. Very historic.
No.
My bad. It's actually March the 28th. I came back on for the first time February 28th. But the first show that you came back on was March 28th. Now, I'm going to play that for enough. I'm gonna play it just a little briefly. Just a little piece of it. Briefly. And then I'm gonna read all the shows that you've been on. Hold on.
You should really check.
What the intro?
Co-host for It's Real Talk Radio for quite some time, and then you know, all of the other real life stuff came in the play and all this stuff, and then stopped you know, airing for quite a while, and you know, just recently did some shows, and now we're doing this, having this discussion, and you know, Bobby G said when I called Bobby G today. And I didn't know if I was going to get an answer. How long has it been since we talked? Probably like a year. We probably haven't spoken in like a whole year. Something crazy like that. It's been a minute. And Bobby G was available. Once Bobby G said he was available, I said, you know what? Yeah, we got to have this discussion because, you know, I just had the discussion on this. But I was by myself. And now, you know, to know that I had somebody else accessible for mom was Michelle from matter of fact, let me just bring her in.
So yeah, that was the show that you that show right there,
first,
I was playing, that was the one that you came back on.
Came.
March 28th.
Okay.
That was like the
all
intro
right.
of you now being a official co-host for the show, and you stuck it out ever since then, you know.
Awesome.
So I'm
awesome.
Because you know, it would be dope to play some more audio, but it's like, you know, we still got other stuff
right.
to do, other stuff to talk about, you know what I mean? So let's just keep it pushing. Let's go ahead and go through these topics that we covered. All right, from the day you came back, March 28th, 2020, last year. All right. So that show we just played is the first one, March 28th, 2020, how we're living in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Then the next week it was, is it too soon for states to reopen from the COVID-19 shutdown? Then it was how racial profiling led to the killing of unarmed Ahmaud Arbery.
Wow.
Then it was celebrating black excellence with special guest Kendra Grissom, my little cousin. It don't even seem like that was a whole year ago. Wow. Then it was dating during a pandemic. then it was Christian Cooper and Amy Cooper standoff and George Floyd killing and Breonna Taylor case.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That one is March May 29th, that show.
May
29th, 2020, yeah. Then it was after that it was protests slash riots slash all four arresting officers now charged in George Floyd homicide. I'm saying we'll consider ourselves a political show, but we'll shy away, like we cover what's going on. That's one thing we do, and I take
pride in
that.
Simple as that, right? We really do.
Then the next show was Do Black Lives Matter in America? I like that topic. I like the title of that topic, Do Black Lives Matter in America? Then
that was perfect.
We followed that with Recognizing Juneteenth. Then it was Independence Day 2020 / COVID-19 spikes / Trump's handling of protests. Then it was, will you be taking the coronavirus vaccine? That's July 10th, 2020.
Right.
That was before the vaccine became available in like November, December 2020. Then it was Meet Karen, your neighbor from hell. Then it was
nothing but good topics.
This one right here, so... The Nick Cannon's interview with Professor Griff, that was just us playing that. We wasn't on that one really talking. We didn't talk on that one. We just, because the whole thing with Nick Cannon, they canceled them and all that stuff. So we played the audio from that because it was banned and they took it off YouTube and stuff. So we found the audio and played it for the audience to get them ready for our topic, which was cancel culture comes for Nick Cannon. That was the topic that we covered. I think
and see,
the
thing about Nick Cannon, I understand why he apologized and all that, but really what he could have did to back himself up was just bring the receipts, man. Was just back it up. You know, because what he said, he said.
But you know, they're not going to go for that. I mean, look at who we're talking about. We're talking
there
about
you
the
go.
Elite.
That's why
big-time people.
Right. That's why I understand why he did that, because they was about to shut him down, all this stuff, you know? So I understand he wanted to keep his money. So do that. I can't be mad at that. I'm not mad at that, what he did. So, but, yeah, but we
and
understand.
Then, yeah, for sure. But then, you know what's crazy? I don't even remember this topic, Black Love Matters, which is a dope topic, and I don't even remember it. Hey, Bobby, we got to start going back sometimes. You in a riding in a car in the subway sometimes, especially you, Bobby, because you don't never listen to old shows at all. And I'm guilty of it, too. I haven't listened to old shows in a while because life is moving a million miles an hour. But sometimes we got to just go back, because that's crazy how some of these topics, like Black Love Matters, I don't even remember that topic. How do I not remember a topic that we did? That's crazy.
That is crazy. I forgot about it, too. But look at all the topics you just brought up. Like, every single one is like, man, what a great topic. Like, you know what I mean? Real.
Oh,
cool.
I'm not done, though. Oh, hold on. Let's keep going. We still got a ways to go. Catching up with former guest Catherine Waddell. I forgot how to pronounce it. Waddell? It might be Waddell.
I remember that.
She got
one.
Married.
Yeah.
I think she got married recently, so I think her name changed now. Well, I don't even think it's that no more. Dang, I'm going to say Catherine because hold up. No. I'm gonna click it real quick because I know we talked about that in the beginning
right.
of the show. I'm about to play it. That's actually my friend, but that's my friend through networking, not like somebody that I kicked it with in real life. So that's why it's like that. Like, I just call her Catherine. You know, her last name, I never used it, so I had no reason until we was on the show.
I'm just so irritated.
I
have a special guest, and she's a former guest on the show. You can check for the people that's listening online, you can check the link that's listed in the info that from the previous show that we had. I listened to the other day because that was from like some years back, I think 2017. And I listened to it and I was like, man, like that was really like a really good discussion. Our guest name is Catherine. I don't know how to pronounce her last name because I feel like I normally get it wrong and I don't want to get it wrong. We're about to bring her on in a second.
See?
She'll say her last name and then I'll know it from that point. But I almost normally get it wrong and I don't want to. So I'm going to say Catherine for now. But I listened, and it was a really great discussion. So I'm looking forward to having the follow-up discussion. I can't forget to go ahead and bring it in the right way. So I guess I'll be the honest tonight.
That's the intro.
The follow-up to that discussion is affordable housing. So can you get the last name so I can, you know, help
it's
you
Waddell,
up
but you – last time we did the interview, and I went back and listened to it, it's Waddell. Just Waddell.
Bam.
Waddell.
See, that's the beauty of having these shows.
There you go. Right.
That's the beauty, because then you can go back and listen and correct yourself.
And there you go. Awesome.
Okay. I had to do that because that's my friend. Like, I can't, like.
Yeah, that was a great
I don't
want to
be messing her name
that
up, man.
That
yeah,
show
it was
awesome.
Catching up with former guest Catherine Waddell. There we go. Then the next topic was how to conduct yourself when being approached by law enforcement. Then it was how much leadership should men have in a relationship. Then it was Megan Thee Stallion speaks out / Jacob Blake shot 7 times in the back. Then it was the obstacle single parents face. Then it was 9/11, 19 years later. Wow, so this year is the 20-year anniversary. That's crazy. Then it was coping with harsh realities and the importance of never giving up. Then there was an interview with family law attorney Regina Taylor. Donald Trump versus Donald Trump versus Joe Biden 2020 presidential debate review, debate number one. Then it was eliminate toxicity from your life and watch your life improve. Then it was where does LeBron rank in GOAT status after winning his fourth championship? Then it was breast cancer awareness / domestic violence awareness month. Then it was the popular vote versus the electoral coach / I said coach. What? Hold up. Wait. Let's bring that back. The popular vote versus the electoral college / Trump versus Biden prediction.
We still got more, Bobby.
Yeah. Then we got Biden on the brink of defeating Trump for the 2020 presidential election. Then we got interview with Republican candidate Kimberly Klasick, 2014. But that was just like I remember that was just like me playing like the old audio from like that interview we had with her back in 2014. So I don't think we talked at all. Maybe we was busy that week and we just did that. I forgot. So I don't know if I don't really count that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I like chopped it up or something, chopped the audio up and certain portions of it or something like that. But I don't really count that one.
That's cool.
Donald Trump refuses. What'd you say, Bobby?
No, I was just saying that's cool. Go ahead. Yeah.
Donald Trump refuses to concede after disappointing 2020 election laws. So that was in November 17, 2020. Yeah. You know we had to roast them. Then it was, what are you thankful for? Then it was Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones review / drama in hip-hop. Then it was celebrating black excellence with special guest Deja Grissom, who was the sister of Kendra Grissom, who's, you know, obviously also my little cousin. Then it was celebrating black excellence with aspiring rapper Shay Taylor. That was your daughter.
Awesome.
And then it was how much of a role did COVID-19 play in ruining 2020? I think everybody, the whole world can relate to that. Like, the whole world can relate to that topic. Like, let's be real.
All right.
Who can't relate to that topic? And then our last show for 2020 was Good Riddance 2020, Hello 2021. Then it was our first show for 2021 was 2021 NFL playoff predictions. Then it was Trump supporters riot at the Capitol / Trump impeached in historical second time. That was January 15th, 2021. Then it was, today is Trump's last day in office. That's January 19th, because, you know, January 20th, Biden was sworn in. Then it was, why aren't good men appreciated? Then it was open discussion. Then it was, what's that little?
Love that topic.
Super Bowl 55. Is that Super Bowl 55 that just passed? I think that's what, is 50 and then a V, so... Super Bowl 55. Yeah, Super Bowl 55 review. That's on February 9th. Then it was, Is Love a Principle or Emotion? Part 1 with special guest Ebony Empress. Then it was, Is Love a Principle or Emotion? Part 2 with special guest Ebony Empress. That's also my friend. Then it was, Celebrating Black History Month. Then it was, are you the alpha or beta of your relationship? Then it was living a poly life with special guest Prettyin Montgomery. I thought he did a great job for that to be his first interview.
Yeah,
that was dope. Then it was talking fitness and entrepreneurship with special guest Shakita Harris.
That was good.
Then it was
very good.
Yeah. Then it was Real Talk with Lil Tay Real, my son.
That was excellent.
Then it was,
that
was so dope.
Educated. Yeah, I loved that one.
Then it was, Real Talk with Boss Chick Rain. Then it was a look
that was good.
That was a good one. There was a look inside the current dating market for single men. And that was what? The last show that we did last week where we, and obviously tonight is celebrating Bobby G's contribution to It's Real Talk Radio. But the one last week, that's the one where we got on the dating apps. We got on Plenty of Fish, and we got on, what's that other one?
We got on OkCupid.
OkCupid and Plenty of Fish, and we read the profiles of some of the single women out here, pretty much in our areas,
right.
Or at least within driving distance, within like our state borders, close, within like 2 hours away or whatever. Just to give an idea of like what the dating market is right now for single men. I thought that was a really good topic. And, we actually had that Joe calling because, men, how can you not relate to that? Like, Like, if you're not settled down, if you're single, like, you obviously can relate to it because you probably don't plan on being single for the rest of your life. That means you got to get out there. And we just was trying to, show the people, mostly the women, what it's like from outside. Like, it's always all this talk of men this, men that. It ain't no good men out there. Men that does, da da da. It's like, y'all don't understand what we go through and the type of shenanigans we got to deal with and the ratchetness and the lack of class and all of that stuff.
And also,
that was a good
one. Right, that was very good. And it was also like the women. Like, we were looking at some of the women, like posts, and with the type of men they were looking for, and they were
looking for
some
and,
of
them.
And they was having, not really just what they were looking for, but all the stuff they're not looking for, and
you feel like you're getting cursed out just from reading our profile.
Like, these women was like going in on like, if you this, that, and the other, then don't even think about it. Like, it was really like that, But I do understand because somehow some guys approach them. But, it was kind of like, wow. It was out there. It's not sometimes what you do, but it's how you do it. And sometimes, listening to some of these women, it could be a turnoff to you, but that was good. That was very good.
Well, what I want to do now, Bobby, I found out that you rap. And I was just crazy. I was taken back because I was like, what? You rap? I forgot how that it came up in conversation. Did you remember how that came up in conversation? Because
I don't remember
the rest of that conversation. But you ended up telling me you was like, you used to rap back in the day. And I was like, what? You used to what? He was like, yeah. I'm like, get out of here. And then, I was like, man, one day I'm going to have to bring you out of retirement. And then once I found out that you did the daughter, song with your daughter, and you let me hear it, which I'm going to play tonight. I'm going to play it, man. I was like, I got to bring you out of retirement to do a joint with me. And that's when we did Wrap It Up. So we're going to play both Wrap It Up and the song with your daughter, Never Been. We're going to play Wrap It Up and Never Been. Wrap It Up is me featuring you, and Never Been is your daughter, Shay Taylor, featuring you. I'm going to play those two songs as we continue to celebrate you. Play those two songs, come back, talk a little more, and then we'll play some. I got a couple little games we're going to play, and then we're going to get ready to get out of here.
All right. Cool.
So, yeah, let's go ahead. We're going to play Wrap It Up first, then we're going to play Never Been. Let's get to it. It's Real Talk. Ready to go. We celebrating Bobby G.
It's the Rhyme Slayer, verbal annihilator. Compare me to them rappers, you know I'm greater. Hear them bars I be kicking, that's a delicate flow. You got a decent freestyle, it's irrelevant though. Listen to that real hip-hop, bars flow delivery. Doors always stay closing on you, ain't no chivalry. Some lyrically inclined, others lack illiteracy. Rhymes rain in high definition, can you picture me? You might be from the school of the heart knocks, I'm tougher though. Roger that, trying to get the bills like Buffalo. You'd be hard pressed to try and match it with me. Your whole image disappeared like international peace. Got a love for the saints, you a fan of my work. Who am I? Look up the meaning of a camel reverse. Lyrically, I'm not the one you wanna tangle with. Your action, cause a reaction, quantum entanglement. Let me hear some bars, put some skills like. You know how to write the beat, it don't feel right. Call me Reynolds, I'ma wrap it up. Skills, you a lyricist to back it up. For real,
real man.
Let me hear some bars, put some skills like.
Skills,
you know how to write the beat, it don't feel right. Call me Reynolds, I'ma wrap it up. Skills, you a lyricist to back it up.
I've been rapping for years, even the microphone damage and bandages cause a freestyling with heart. Just related to the rhyming from beginning to start. Infiltrate all your grounds and blow up your spots. If it's lyrics for lyrics, then it's lock for block. I'm the Terminator of rap, the liquid clock. It doesn't even matter if your whole surround is locked. I slip through like the mist, and I'm keeping consist. Busting rhymes every day just to give it a twist. You don't even wanna battle with this silver fist. I bust micro caps through your micro hat. Leave you dead on the floor, microseconds flat. I'm the illest MC to ever grace the mic. Light up this whole stage like it's nitro night. Like my man Abujo, call me numero uno. Flip your ass over and over like a master judo.
Let me hear some bars, put some skills right. You know how to write the beat, it don't feel right. Call me Reynolds, I'ma wrap it up. Skills, you a lyricist to back it up. For real,
real man.
Let me hear some bars, put some skills right.
Skills,
you know how to write the beat, it don't feel right.
Don't.
Call me Reynolds, I'ma wrap it up. Skills, you a lyricist to back it up. For real.
So.
Yeah, Shane Taylor and Bobby G, you know, it's that real, something you can feel, yeah.
I ain't never been like the rest of them,
nope.
So they walk by me like pedestrians. I'm just trying to live, I'm just trying to win.
When?
Take my family places they ain't never been.
What?
I ain't never been like the rest of them.
Nope.
So they walk by me like pedestrians. I'm just trying to live, I'm just trying to win. Take my family places they ain't never been. You feel me? The real me. Do you love me or what I should be? I should be the real me. Though I disappeared momentarily. You feel me? Y'all don't feel me. A lady too real to be industry.
What?
I speak how I feel and make enemies.
I do.
Who she thinks she is what they say to me. But never with they words, I just get the vibe. Energy is real, it detects the lies. I do what I do, no need to televise. I do it from the heart, but still they criticize. But I don't really care, my head is to the sky.
Yep.
Feet is in the ground, my day one's around. Yeah, and they know I'ma hold it down. I'm just real to the core, I'm from the underground. I ain't never been like the rest of them.
Nope.
So they walk by me like pedestrians. I'm just trying to live, I'm just trying to win.
When?
Take my family places they ain't never been.
What?
I ain't never been like the rest of them.
Nope.
So they walk by me like pedestrians. I'm just trying to live, I'm just trying to win. Take my family places they ain't never been.
Talk about your wealth, then you sabotage yourself. High pressure on your health, feeling lower than the self. Always thinking that the glass half empty, not full. The grass is always greener on the other side, boy. Doesn't take nothing to become another bum. Needy something, read nothing, you'll become another one. You think you're getting over, holding doors for a dollar while I'm studying and interviewing, tightening my collar. Remember, it's a number game, it's better than lotto. The odds that you follow, about to have you feeling sorrow. You gotta do the math that'll last to infinity. Get a higher credit score, invest in buying equity. Get auction land, real estate, so you can own the master key. Brother, you can really be the owner that you used to see before you got your GED. Well, now just stay away from me, don't need the negativity, so I'ma say peace.
I ain't never been like the rest of them, though they walk by me like pedestrians. I'm just trying to live, I'm just trying to win. Take my family places they ain't never been. I ain't never been like the rest of them, though they walk by me like pedestrians. I'm just trying to live, I'm just trying to win. Take my family places they ain't never been.
Yeah, so that was Bobby G kicking them bars, man. So you did your thing with both of them, Bobby. Did your thing,
thank
man.
You so much.
Came out
man.
Of retirement and laid two classic verses.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. I know, man. You, oh, man. Shay, I already know about Shay. She's just fire. And I see what you do in the intro with the rap. And I knew you rapped, but I just never spoke on what I
did.
I said you rapped. But, you know what I'm saying? I already knew that.
I think
that
a lot of people don't even realize that. Like, I bet you a lot of people don't even realize that's me rapping on the intro of the show.
They probably don't.
Because when I be rapping, like, I go into a whole different mode. I don't even, I be, like, hype. I be on my vibe. I be, like, on my onyx. I be into it.
And your lyrics is... Hey, your lyrics is real, and people can relate to it. People can feel it and relate to it, so that's hot. See, that's what I'm saying about it. That's what you call real hip hop. You're not talking no BS. You're talking real talk. People understand and hear what you're saying. Like any person, like anybody can understand it and relate to it. You know what I'm saying? Not just certain. You know, it's like multiple different groups, types of people can understand it. Like a lot of people, not just like only a certain group of people. So that's good. You can relate to everybody.
Yeah.
So that's how you got.
Yeah, we students of the game, man. Students of the game.
There you go. So that was
now, Bobby, how old was you when you started rapping, man?
Okay. Let me see when I started. Wow. Hold up. Man, I got to go back. I got to go. All right. I'm going to say this. Like, so far as rapping, like trying to do something professionally, like, see, back when I was doing it, there was no Facebook. There was no, like, platforms like social media and all that other stuff. Like,
what year was this? What year was this, Bobby? What year was this?
This was back in the days when this is all right, I'm gonna say this. When I grew up listening to hip hop from day one. All right. I grew up listening from day one, but when I started doing it, okay, my nephew's father, he had a hip hop record out back in the early 80s. It was a rap song off of Love is the Message. There's a song by MFSB, Love is the Message. It's called Rock the Message. And his name was Chili T. And he did a song with a brother named Stevie G called Rock the Message. So if y'all go to YouTube and put in Rock the Message, Chili T, Stevie G, you'll hear it. Something just like that. It'll pop right up. It's on there. So... You know, and I started doing shows eventually, you know, started doing shows with him. Like, he would put together some songs, write hooks and verses, and I would put together my verses, my hooks and verses. Like, put together a song, multiple songs. And we went out there and did shows. You know, we did, like, hip-hop, like, competition, you know, prizes and stuff. Like, there was no, like, guarantee you was going to get a record deal. And then we would go to, like, record companies with a bio and all that stuff, demo, and try to get a record deal, you know. Because, you know, the thing he did with Stevie, you know, with Stevie G, that was cool. But, you know, it didn't really take off and going with it. But the song is hot. I love the song. And you'll love it, too, once you hear it. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So he was trying to do something else. But, he, you know, he's been through multiple different people trying to get a record deal. I've been through people trying to get something. You know what I'm saying? Something going. And I rap with different people. You know what I'm saying? But it just never really took off. You know, I kind of like, I got married. You know what I'm saying? I had kids and all that. You know, and then I kind of like fell. I kind of fell off. That's when I fell off, when I got married. Like that, you know, I kind of like, you know what? I'm
did your ex-wife support you like rapping? Was she supportive of that? Or she
she didn't.
You're never
going to
make it.
I'm
like, what are you thinking?
She didn't, because she told me if I become a rapper, she's going to leave me, because she know how rapper's lifestyle is. So she wasn't really feeling that. Me being coming to rap, or so that's what really said me, I better not do this. Like, it kind of like made me determined.
Yeah.
If you become a rapper, I was like, no, I want to be with my, you know, lady though. I don't want to just focus. So that's, she told me that, man. I'm just being honest. Like, it is what it is. And I love her. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, we not together anymore. So that's my son's mother. But that's what she did tell me. So.
Yeah. So
that's why
so,
I never really pushed forward.
Yeah. We got about 30 minutes left, because one thing I noticed is it don't give you that much time when you go over like it used to. Remember last week, it kind of, I think it was last week, it cut us off?
Right.
Right while we were talking.
Yeah, so we can.
That was, like, the week before last. I think.
I remember that.
No, that was like last week.
So we got it right. Because eventually it's going to. Yeah. I got you. So yeah,
that was last week actually. I think
it was.
And
last
I had to go back and edit it and put two shows together.
Yeah,
I had to
create
a new show and then add that one to it. Yeah, we don't want to go through that.
Let's not go through that.
We
want to
get off of here on time.
Right.
Oh yeah. So one last thing I wanted to ask you about the rapping. So. You stopped rapping for all those years. What made you come out of retirement to do that song with your daughter? Like, what made you do that?
Well,
you hadn't rapped so long, right? You hadn't rapped in a long time when you did that song with your daughter, right?
Yeah, because I still had stuff on paper. I still had stuff written down that I just never, like, I never went in the studio with it. Like, I just had it. I had verses. I still got more verses. I never went and did it, like, put it out there so far on the track. You know, I still got a bunch of that stuff, right? And I said, you know what? When she started doing it, I said, you know what? Because I was also going with her to the studio. So
the
it was me physically going there with her, that was getting me back into it. It was like,
you felt
motivating.
That vibe, right? You felt that energy.
I felt the vibe, yeah. And then listening to her and her boy, like, I was like, wow, you know, they're good. But it kind of, like, it made me want to, like, do something, too. Like, you know what? This made me start thinking about it. You know, maybe I need to start putting the stuff that I have. Huh?
Did you ask
her, maybe
did
start
you get
the stuff that I had. Like, let me just start putting it out there. Might as well. You ain't going to get it. At least I could say, the stuff that I wrote, I can just get it, put it out there on a track and just do it. You know, regardless of whatever happens, like, it's there. You know what I'm saying? So,
no, but I'm saying, like, for the Never Been track, like, whose idea was that for you to get on a song? Did she ask you, or did you ask, could you get on it?
We talked about it, and she actually, when she did that, she actually asked me to do that with her. She asked me to do something on that track.
She said, Pops, I need you for this one.
Right. And I said, okay, here I go. Yeah, so she opened the door for me to come and do that. So that was great. So that was awesome.
And that was the first time you rapped in how long? That was the first time you did something in the studio in how long?
In many, let me see, since I would say, at least like maybe 20 years. I'm going to say 20 years.
20 years. And you do not sound like somebody that took 20 years off, man. I mean, you roasted it, man.
Thank you so much.
You roasted it.
But all
right, I'm going to be honest, man. I was listening to, I ain't even going to say who. All right, I was listening to a legendary classic, like, rap group that
right.
put out some music recently, and I was listening
right.
the other day, you know,
right.
and I'm thinking about you taking 20 years off, and I'm thinking about the music that I heard. I'm talking about music industry established artists, hip-hop legends, all of that came out with a dope record, dope album and everything. And I listened to what you did after taking 20 years off, and I'm like, to be honest, you rap better than them, and they legends. And I'm like, damn, that's saying something. Like, you actually rap better than some legendary rappers who might still, you know, they still dope in their own way, but they still in that 80s vibe, and it's like, well, you know, you can tell you old school as you listen to it. Like, people can say, they can tell I'm more of an older cat when they listen to me, too, but you still have some type of, like, you still have some type of modernized, like, bounce. Like, I can listen to your joint and knock my head, like, bounce to the beat type of vibe. And I'm like, this is not to insult the legends or nothing. Like, that's why I don't even want to say their names. I don't want to sound like I'm
bitching
them. Because they're legends. I'm just saying that the really, you know what I mean, just the give you your flowers, you know what I mean? Because it's like, you deserve, I mean, like, you got it. And you deserve the credit because, you know what I mean? You know how it go. You rap, you nice. But because people know you was just Bobby and not Bobby the rapper, they know you was Bobby, just the guy, they're not going to really tell you you're dope, even if you are, because you're not in the music industry, you didn't become a famous rapper or viral or nothing like that. You know what I mean? So we need to give our people their flowers while they're here and let them know that they're dope, that they're talented, that they're a good person, that they're whatever, because I think that's important. And I'm like, no, man, you got it. Like you got skills for real. You know what I mean? If nobody
Thank
else
you
can tell
so
you,
much.
I'm gonna let you know. You know what I mean?
Thank you so much. I'm glad to hear you say that because, you know, I actually heard that from other people. And I will say this, you know, right, good. See, that's what I'm saying about real hip-hop heads. Like you are a real hip-hop person. And you know good hip-hop when you hear it. And it doesn't matter if a person is big in the rap game or underground. Good hip hop is good hip hop. There's a lot of great underground hip hop artists like you, like Shay Taylor, like a lot of people that's underground. They consider underground right now because they just like, yeah, you're awesome. I already said, man, you got some stuff. I heard it, so I already know, and I appreciate what you said. And you're right. You know what I'm saying? You are right. And but I just wanted to, I'm glad you acknowledged, you said that, because a lot of people don't think like that. They just look at the people that's out there who got the platinum out, you know, the platinum and the gold plates, you know what I'm saying? The, you know, the chips. And so, you know, because they sold X amount of records. But there's a lot of great, and they may not even be better than the artists that's underground. You know what I'm saying? So, I ain't knocking it. They do what they have to do, but there's a lot of artists that's underground that will eat one of these rappers that's out there. There's a lot of that stuff going on, but I appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? And no disrespect to anybody that's out there who got the chip, you know what I'm saying, who got, you know, that, you know what I'm saying? So, but it is the truth, You know, good hip hop is good hip hop. You know, there's a lot of people who's out there that got big hits, and you know, but a lot of people are not really feeling why. I don't even understand why they got that. You know what I mean? But I understand, you know, I understand the game. So yeah, so it is what it is. So but I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So what? I'm glad you said that, man.
No doubt,
yeah.
Man. You deserve it, man. No doubt.
I want to try to
play. Remember I told you we got these little games. You know what I mean? You know how sometimes we have guests come over, we play like little games with them. Well, this your moment, this your time. So I got two games I want us to play. I'm gonna let you know the name of each game and how it go, and then it's two games we're gonna do back to back. And I'm just gonna ask you the question, you answer it. You know, we may have some time to elaborate a little bit at the end, but I want to get through the games because we're winding down on time. And because this thing likes to kick you off like only a few minutes after,
gotcha.
I want us to try to get off around 12:30 Eastern time, so that way we know we're good and we're not going to get kicked off in the middle of, you know what I mean? And if we go a few minutes over, but I don't want it to be like more than like,
yeah,
I say, 5 minutes over for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we can get this content done and close out the right way, you know? So the first game, it's very, very simple. Nothing complex at all. The first game is Smash or Trash, right? And so basically what we're doing is we give you the name of two well-known women, and you can only smash one, and you got to trash the other one. So you pick which one you smash and which one you're going to trash. Plain and simple. It don't get no simpler than that.
All right.
So we're going to run down this list. I'm going to ask you, you say who you smashing and who you trashing, all right?
All right.
All right, let's go. So first we got Beyonce and Rihanna. Who you smashing, who you trashing?
Beyonce, I'm smashing. I love you, Jay, but Beyonce, Rihanna, I'm trashing. I love Rihanna too. No disrespect, but out of the two, I have to go with Beyonce. I'm sorry.
Okay. Smash Beyonce, trash Rihanna. Okay.
All right.
Let's move on. Kelly Rowland, Kate Michelle. Who you smashing, who you trashing?
Kelly Rowland, I'm smashing. Kate Michelle, I'm trashing.
Okay. Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, who you got?
Oh, wow. I love Cardi B. Wow. But I'm going to have to go Nicki Minaj, smashing, Cardi B, trashing.
Okay. Megan Thee Stallion and Cash Doll. They too super, super thick.
Yes, sir.
Thick,
but Megan
tall,
Thee Stallion,
big
I'm
butt.
Smashing. Megan Thee Stallion,
okay,
I'm,
I hear that.
I'm smashing. Yeah, I'm trashing the other one. Oh,
trashing Cash Doll. You know what Cash Doll is, brother. You've seen it before, right?
Yeah, I was looking at it yesterday. I got to go with Megan
Thee
Stallion.
She thick as hell. I can't even lie.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an interesting one. Mariah Carey and J-Lo. Who you smashing, who you trashing?
Wow. I think I'm going to, I'm going with Mariah Carey on smashing, J-Lo on trashing.
Okay. Lizzo and Jill Scott. Who you smashing, who you trashing?
Jill Scott, I'm smashing. Lizzo, I'm trashing.
Okay.
And I got love for both of them, but I got to do it that way.
No doubt. Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club or Kimora Simmons, both of Asian descent. You got Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club and Kimora Simmons, Russell Simmons. I don't know if that's his wife or his ex-wife. They're not still together, right?
It's his ex-wife. It's his ex-wife now.
Yeah,
he's not. She's not with him no more. But I'm going Angela Lee, I'm smashing. Laura Lee Simmons, I'm trashing.
Okay, okay. Now here's a good one right here. Here's a good one right here. Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown. Who you smashing? Who you trashing? Now we talking about prime before the surgery, before the weight gain, before all that. We talking about when they both of them were on their prime, in their prime, and on top of the rap game.
Wow.
In their prime.
I have to go with Lil' Kim. I'm smashing. Foxy Brown, trash. And I love both of them. Don't get me wrong, but I have to do that. I'm probably. Before all that, I got to go Lil' Kim. I'm smashing. Yeah.
I just tell you, it's sad. Lil' Kim was bad when she, before all those surgeries, she was.
Before
she
all
was,
that, she was bad.
Right, attractive. That's
before
crazy.
All those surgeries,
she did that to
that
herself.
Stuff. Foxy
yeah.
was bad, too. But I have to go
of
Lil'
course.
Kim.
No doubt, no doubt.
Yeah.
Pam Grier and Halle Berry. Who would you smash it and who would you
oh
trash it?
Are
we talking
God.
About prime? We're not talking about Pam Grier right now. No disrespect. Pam Grier has always been a very attractive woman, even as an older
all
woman.
The time.
But we're talking about, like, we're talking about the 1970s Pam Grier versus, like, the 1990s Halle Berry.
I'm going to have
prime. Prime. Who
gonna,
you smash and who
I,
you trash
I got you. Pam Grier in her prime, I'm smashing. I love Halle Berry, but I'll have to trash it.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. And then Kerry Washington and Gabrielle Union, who you got?
Oh, my God. Oh, that's a tough one, man. That is tough. Because I always love Kerry Washington. I always love.
You can only have one. The other one got to go.
Wow.
You only have one
go.
For one night. One for one night. Who you got? Who you smashing? Who you trashing?
I'm sorry, Dwayne Wade, but I know that's your wife and everything. I love you, Dwayne Wade, and I have to go with what's her name? What's her name again?
Gabrielle Union.
Gabrielle Union. Smashing.
Yeah.
And Kerry Washington. I love her, but I'm trashing. Cause I had love for Gabrielle Union first.
Right.
I used to watch her in them videos back in. She was like in them. She was R&B videos back in the days, you know. So I always liked her. So yeah. Before she got married to Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, I used to have a thing for her back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Always was a very attractive woman. Okay,
exactly.
Let's move to the next one. Now this one is would you rather? I'm gonna ask you a question. I'm gonna give you two scenarios, and you just pick which one you would rather have.
All right.
Plain and simple.
Gotcha.
And this stuff was thrown together on the fly because of how crazy all my right. day and my week been. So I ain't had the time to really, really give it like all of the like the catchiest things I could possibly think of. So all
that's
done all right. on the fly before the show aired. So here we go. Would you rather have $1 million or the power to bring back one? Would you rather have $1 million or the power to bring one person back to life? One person of your choosing back to life or $1 million. It could be anybody.
I love money, but I would choose the power to bring back one person of my choosing.
Okay. Who would that one person be?
My brother, my younger brother.
Your brother? Younger brother? Oh, that's dope, man. That's dope you chose the bro, man. So I know a lot of guys are like, yeah, man, this one chick back in the day, my ex-girl, man. Man, that thing was so good, I had to bring her back. You know what I mean? So at least you bring her back like a family member. And that, you know what I mean?
Back.
Like an ex-girl that passed away or something like that, you know?
I feel you.
That's what's up. Would you rather marry a black woman who is ratchet or a white woman with racist immediate family members?
I may have to deal with the black woman who's is ratchet. I ain't messing with no whites with racist family. Hell no.
That's not the question, huh?
Yeah, that's not the question.
Even though the white girl was like super nice and, you know,
and she got
all of the qualities you want, but she got racist, like mother, sister,
me,
brother,
no.
father, all the immediate family, super racist. But she's great, though,
versus a ratchet black woman. I'll be honest with you, man. I'd rather deal with a ratchet black woman over a nice white girl any day.
Even without the racist family, huh?
Even without the racist family. Give me a ratchet black woman.
No doubt. Respect. Would you rather take a trip to the moon or the bottom of the ocean? Because, you know, they said nobody's ever been to the very bottom of the ocean. There's no telling what type of undiscovered creatures, you know what I mean, you find down there. You know, would you ever take a trip to the moon or to the ocean, to the bottom of the ocean, the very bottom?
I'll be honest with you. I may have to go to the bottom of the ocean because the ocean is on Earth. And so you never know what you might find at the bottom of the ocean that may help mankind.
Okay, no doubt. And look, just to throw this in there, both scenarios, whichever one you choose, you will survive. So you can rule out the thing, well, I might die. No, you survive. You're going to survive. You just got to pick one. Did you pick the ocean?
Yeah, the ocean.
Okay.
You may find stuff in the ocean that's beneficial to man, you know, to mankind.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Okay, no doubt. So would you rather have the power to read minds or the time travel?
Ooh, wow.
That's
that
tough, right?
Tough. Wow.
Read minds or time travel, man?
You know what? I love both, but I would have to probably do time travel because what I know now, if I can time travel back and just apply what I know now, because imagine if you in the 80s invested money in Nike. How much money would
you have
on the stock?
Here's the thing, though. You can time travel, but you can't, like, when you go back to the past, people can't see you. It's like you're a ghost. You go straight through them. Like, you're like, you just can see things happening, and you can find out and discover things, but you can't impact that time. What if it's like that?
I'm just throwing a
curveball. What if it's like that? You can see it.
That is a curveball. You know what? If you can't pass it, I'm still going to say time travel.
You can go all the way back to the dinosaurs. You can see the dinosaurs. You can see so much.
And travel
to the future as well. So you can find out what's going to happen and come back to the present and try to fix something crazy, work out in your favor.
Right. Time travel.
It's a new pandemic that's coming in 2040. And you find out about it, you can come back and you're like, look, man, look, this is what you gotta do. Like, you know? Yeah. Okay. So you said the time travel over the power to read minds. Okay. Would you rather be rich and die in 5 years or be average and live to 100?
Average. I'm just going
to have to. Average and live to 100 over being rich and die in 5 years?
Right. Because average, you can still wind up being like financially successful and you can spend as much time as possible with your family.
Yeah, 5 years, it'll be nice to be rich, but to know you're going to die in 5 years is tough.
Yeah, that's too short. Yeah.
Would you rather be locked in the, if you had no choice, you got to pick one, no choice, gun to your head, Would you rather be locked in a big cage with a crocodile or a lion? Both hungry, both haven't eaten in like 3 days. And you had to pick one. You know, you have to try to survive. You gotta survive for, let's say, five minutes. You gotta last 5 minutes. You in a cage.
I'm gonna have to say this.
A big cage, but it's a cage.
I'm gonna have to go with crocodile because a lion, you said a lion is big, so I don't know how I'm going to handle a lion. A crocodile, I can get on his back and put my arm around his, you know, mouth or around his neck and probably survive for 5 minutes. You know, with a crocodile, fine.
Maybe you can survive, but ain't no guarantee you're going to survive because you know they like to roll you around. When they bite you, they're taking limbs off.
There you go.
But that lion going to jump up and try to paw you and jump on, leap on you.
Right. And I think they're more like, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, they would break you down, you know? So, you know, and they're probably, and they're bigger, heavier, you know, stronger than a crocodile, so. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, crocodiles can be like 15 feet, though, long. Like, they long.
Their
bite is so powerful.
Yeah, and I can still wrap around their back where they can't really do too much. And hold on, just try to hold on tight. Or if I got.
Yeah, because a lion is on all four and it's upright. So it's like when a lion stand up, it's like probably
way
damn near as tall as you.
Over him.
Way bigger, probably like damn near your height.
There you go. So that's why.
You know, I asked other people that, and you know what's crazy? Everybody said the crocodile. Nobody said the lion. So it's like, you know, it's unanimous. Everybody like is saying, I don't know nobody to pick the lion. Everybody picked the crocodile. People don't want no smoke with that lion, man. All right, so would you rather have Steph Curry or Kyrie Irving as your starting point guard?
Good question. That is really good. And, you know, I'm just going to say, me personally, I'm going to have to go with Steph. I love Kyrie Irving, and he's on my team right now in Brooklyn, but if I had a choice to choose between Steph Curry and Kyrie Irving on my team, I may have to go with Steph. You know, but Kyrie is just, man, that boy is amazing. Because, you know, he can shoot, but he can also, like, just take somebody. He could just take you to the hole. But, and I'm glad he's on my team, but Steph, he can just take a shot from, like, 30 feet and just bang it like it's a layup, you know. So
yeah,
I have So I'm gonna have to say Steph on that.
Okay. So would you rather have LeBron James or Kevin Durant as your star player? As your captain?
Wow.
As your coach you got?
I love Kevin Durant. If he's healthy and there's no issue?
Both healthy
right now, I got to go with Durant.
Okay, KD.
I got to go with Durant he's younger. He's younger. And not only that, he can do so much more than LeBron. So far,
offensively.
Like, he can do a lot offensively. Yeah, he can do a lot more. So I have to go with KD. Only thing that's missing with KD is an injury. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather rid the world of all cigarettes and alcohol or coke and heroin?
Definitely coke and heroin. I don't, you know, the cigarettes and stuff, I'm like crazy about all that too. But that's more important to get rid of the coke and heroin. Because you won't have these people on the streets all messed up. Like, really messed up.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Okay. No doubt, no doubt. So last one, would you rather date a virgin or a woman with a large body count? But hold up, the catch is she's a virgin. She ain't planning on having sex no time soon. So, you know, you be prepared. Blue Ball City, blueballs.com is coming. You know what I mean? You might go years before you can hit it. Who knows? Or the chick that's been smashed like 80 dudes. Because you know you're going to get some, but she got a super body count. Which one are you picking, man?
But the thing
is, virgin or the large body count?
It is, but I'm saying, you know you're going to get some from the virgin eventually?
You just have to wait and see. I mean, she's a virgin. She's a great woman, but she don't plan on kicking out no time soon. She just like, when you ask her about it, she just like, man, she'll just do it when the time right, and she don't know when the time won't be right.
I'm gonna have
and
to
you know,
go
the one that got
the
large body count, she's ready to go instantly, but her body count is huge. Huge.
Oh, man, that
almost 100, almost
so
100 million.
Oh, my God, that's a lot. I may have to, wow, that's a lot. I know what you're saying, like, man, I mean, you know, a lot of guys, we want to move fast, but may have to wait for the virgin. May have to wait for the virgin.
Okay,
you know,
so
you're
going to wait for the virgin?
I mean, it may have to because somebody has been with all these people. Like, what's going on with her? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on with, is she, like, safe? You know, is she safe? Like, no STDs or anything like that?
Well, you ain't going nuts until you go to the clinic. Hopefully not. So that's a lot of dudes. That's a lot of dudes, man.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to wait for the, like, the version.
Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, man, it's a little fun little game. Just to, you know what I mean?
That's cool. Yeah.
Basically,
like that. That cool.
You know, kind of picking your brain. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
You know how we do. That's what stuff we do when we have guests on the show. It's just like I flipped it in. It's your day, so we gonna have some fun. You know what I mean?
Here you go.
Yeah. So
that was cool. I like that.
We're about to get out of here, but before we go, we end it right on time. I think we're around about the 10-minute mark, about 12:10. I think it's going. 12:40, I think about 12:40 to kick us off. So, man, before we go, I just want to say, and again, congratulations, you know what I mean, and thank you for all your contributions and your dedication and helping me with the show. This show would not be going on right now if I ain't have you right here being my wingman. And, you know, definitely appreciate you, you know what I mean. You definitely like the big bro. You know what I mean? Nothing but love and respect to you, brother.
Right.
And then I got to, for sure. And then, man, check your PayPal, man. I just sent you a little something, man. Check the PayPal real quick, man.
What? Oh, my God. Thank you.
You got it?
Man, Let me check it. Oh, wow. Okay, you saw, yeah, I see something. Hold on. I thought of, let me see. Yeah, man, that's awesome, man. Thank you so much.
You got it?
Yes.
Yeah. Just token of my appreciation, you know what I mean?
Thank you so much. I see it. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother.
So treat yourself,
treat yourself
to something, man.
Yes, man.
Treat yourself to something, man. Treat yourself to something. You know.
Thank you so much, man. One thing I want to say before we leave, too, and I know you feel the same way. I wanted to say praise up to DMX. DMX, DOA know what's going on.
I really, really hope,
love that dude,
you know what I mean?
Great artist.
Hope
great
that
rapper.
He
one
can snap out of it. I hope so, man.
I really pray.
We might end up having to do a whole dedication show, but hopefully it's not because he's departed from us. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. So I'm just,
right,
you know, fingers crossed, prayers up for DMX for sure. For sure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and get out of here because, like I said, this thing be kicking you off. You know what I mean?
You
about 10 minutes after the show, whoop, kick you right off right while you're talking. So it's been a pleasure, man.
Exactly.
I appreciate you, Bobby, pleasure. Man. And next week we'll be back at
too.
It. And it'll be Tuesday. You know what I mean? Unless something crazy
happens
again,
Tuesday,
it'll be Tuesday next
Tuesday.
Week.
We'll be back on Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir. Check us out next Tuesday.
4 days.
It's
four
Real
days.
Talk Radio.
Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Say Real, Bobby G. We're celebrating Bobby G's basically 1 year anniversary. We're celebrating the contribution of Bobby G on It's Real Talk Radio. Be out of here. We're going to catch y'all next week. Again, congratulations, Bobby. Be out of here. Peace.
Peace.